Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is the day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun, in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. I'm so thankful. Yesterday I got done with the things that I needed to get done, and God always provides a way. And I think it's hard to even remember to pray, honestly, when you're kind of, even in days when you wake up and you got a lot on your mind, just to pray about it, He'll figure out a way. And He's figured out a way, especially all the stuff that's going on, because we're in the middle of a move. Our business is absolutely slammed. There's upholstery there. I mean, it's just, there's an incredible amount of stuff going on, not to mention taxes. And God is, He has figured out and taken away a lot of the weight that I was feeling. You got to pray, and you got to pray specific prayers of personal need. God will provide for you. He will provide in your life. Just remember, face Him. Face Him, face His light, set your course of life directed towards Him, and He'll take care of each and everything that's going on in your life. I want to go into 1 John this morning. If you go to 1 John chapter 4, it says, "Ye are out from the origins of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." There's so much evil out there. There's so many bad things that are going on. But greater is He that is in you. Greater is that Holy Spirit. Greater is Christ that is in you than he that's in the world. Verse 5, "They are out from the origins of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. We are out from the origins of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of or out from the origins of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." Just because people don't believe in God doesn't make it right. There is one truth. There is one Savior, Christ Jesus. There is one God Almighty. You also have the Holy Spirit that is the operations, helps you operate and manifest that Holy Spirit. But there's one truth, and the greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. No matter what's going on in this cosmos, in this arrangement, greater is this Holy Spirit, the rest in you, greater is God. If you jump down to verse 7, it says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is out from the origins of God. And everyone that loveth is born or sired of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Not only do you have that, this spiritual, all these spiritual gifts and the manifestations of the Holy Spirit and all this stuff, you also have God's love in you. God is love, and we are to love one another. Look on others with that love and be thankful for it. It's a miracle how He renews and renovates, how the Holy Spirit will actively work in you to show you what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. And this love thing for me was a big deal, because when I would walk in, I would absolutely judge and size people up. And the way I changed and renovated and renewed my mind is every time I'd walk in and have that instant thought of negativity, I would pray for them and ask God to help them any way that they could. And I would tell them in my mind, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And it was a way to renew and renovate my thoughts. And the reason why I did that is because God tells you to. You are to walk around in this life in love. Verse 9, "In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him." We are dead. We were dead. When we were born, you were born of this world, of this cosmos, of the soil, into a carnal state. The God of this world runs that, which is the adversary. Born in dead in trespasses and sins. We were born into a state that's going to corrupt and die. But the state of life, the state of the Spirit is life in all of its manifestations. It's an everlasting life. And God sent His Son in order to die that we could have access to that life. And that's what you have the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto safety, salvation, and preservation. You're born spiritually and sired of God the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ. And I want to finish up with this really quickly. If you go to verse 18. There is not fear in love, but perfect love, it casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. God is love. And when you have God's love in you, it casts out fear, because fear hath torment. And that's not the way we're to live in this life. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things by prayers to God, and prayers of personal need with thanksgiving, let your specific request be declared unto God, and God's peace is going to take care of you. Pray. Anytime you have fear, pray. That's how you cast it out. And when you realize, and when you've gone through the trials and tribulations long enough, you'll know what the hope is, the expectation of future good. You won't live in a state of fear, because you'll know that God is there for you. But that takes time and a renewed mind. It's a whole thing. Again, pray the big prayers today. Pray the small prayers. Lift them up in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember to pray. That's kind of a hard thing in general. Remember to pray. But when you do it with thanksgiving. You never pray to Christ Jesus. You only pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for today and just for everything you do for us. And I thank you for helping me get all this stuff done and showing me how to do it. I do pray that you continually work with me and show me what that glorifying you means, and that I start doing that more in my life. I thank you for the love that you have for us, for the love that you have for all of your children. And I'm grateful for the position you put us in, and for giving us your son that we can live this way. I lift up a great day to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.